Bristol Community FM 93.2. Your voice, your choice.
This is the story of a city that gave the world a different sound.
Of people who didn't just make music, they changed it.
This is Bristol.
This month, Bristol Community FM celebrates the greatest sounds to have emerged from our city across all areas of music.
The bands, the artists,
the venues, the history.
A live broadcasting marathon, all day, Bank Holiday Monday, May the 30th, starting 9 a.m.
Bristol's finest on BCFM.
93.2 FM and online.
It's what Bristol sounds like.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give every...
That's the news now. The shipping forecast issued by the Met Office at 0505 today, Saturday the 27th of September. The general synopsis at 0100, low Norway 1005, expected Baltic 1001 by 0100 tomorrow, new low expected Dover 1015 by same time, low southwest Fitzroy 1018, moving southeast and losing its identity.
There for their dance and dubstep edition of Bristol's Finest. I'm Tony Gosling. With me are two members of one of our local bands, Transpersonals, Tim Herford. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
And Luke Barter.
Hello. Hello.
Right. Now, what you've just been listening to there is Martian. He's a Bristol musician, and we're going to hear a little bit more from him later. One of my favourite tracks from him. You'll find him on the internet if you look up Bristol and Martian. And another one which is based around 1950s nuclear war and nuclear training films brought out by the American military. But that's not what we're going to hear next. We're going to hear something by this local band, the Transpersonals. Tim, can you give us an idea of where the Transpersonals came from, and also tell us a bit about the name?
Well, the name, the Transpersonals, and the band came out of a transpersonal experience. You know, back in the 60s, people used to talk about seeking spiritual sort of enlightenment and stuff like that. They've always done it. We've always done it. But the thing is that some people actually discover within themselves like a real sense of an authentic connection, which is life-changing. And it came from one of those life-changing experiences that loads of people have.
And how, Luke, how did you get together as a group?
Well, I was sort of doing a bit of producing and stuff, and Tim came along, needed some tracks done, so I started recording with him, and we got a bit of interest, didn't we, from what we were doing.
Yeah.
I got sort of involved creatively as well, and we got some sort of record company interest, and they said, you need to have a band.
Yeah.
So we sort of started.
We went on an adventure in music together.
Okay, so let's hear a bit of that adventure. What's this first track then?
Well, this track's called I'm Not a Seeker and a Finder. It ties in with what I was just saying, because a lot of people consider themselves to be seekers, but there's a lot of founders out there. They found what they were looking for. You know what I'm talking about. You're one of them. Let's have it.
Circle the egg and the turtle.
You spin me right round, baby, right round. I'm a galaxy and a quantum particle.
Look for me closely enough and I'll wave at you. But see me through the action of love and I'll behave as you. Cause you and I are one in the action of love. And you remember one is heaven by the union back into one.
Look in the mirror, smile, it's your face. If you recognize yourself in all, you got the one taste. Every being's eyes, every species and race. You see the one source shining out of their face. I'm so good at math, I'm a bag of your ass. Make your brain burn with a physicist's grasp. You thought you were all that, with your energy is mass. Till I pop that quantum cap in your ass. Everything, because everything is nothing. Nothing is nothing, because nothing is everything.
Available on iTunes now, and so's the whole album that that's from.
Yes, I'm joined. It's Tony Gosling here. I'm joined by Tim Herford and Luke Barter. You two, when are you when are you playing around the city next?
Well, that's interesting, Tony, because I've only just had a plaster cast taken off my hand. I broke my hand quite badly punching a computer in frustration.
I'm about to help you out a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Luke's been doing all sorts of things for me because it's my right hand. And
you punched a computer.
I punched a computer because it
was it the computer's fault, really?
It won, let's put it that way, because it's fine and my hand is now that shape. Can you see that? It's not very good for radio.
It doesn't. No. It's kind of wonky. You've got a couple of wonky fingers.
I think I can still just about.
You're doing
play the guitar, but we had to cancel all our gigs coming up.
We've got Glastonbury coming up. We're playing Glastonbury Festival. We're playing the Bandstand stage in the Rabbit Hole.
Nice.
So if you're going to Glastonbury, we'll be there on Saturday. We're playing.
And hopefully, when you hold your hand up at Glastonbury, you won't be doing the Dr. Spock kind of.
Yeah.
Sideways glance thing.
It'll just have a claw, won't it?
Yeah, I'll just be doing the spaz hand. Hi, everyone. I look like this now.
I thought you did that anyway.
Mm. but yeah, no, sorry, no gigs to come to right now.
Okay, so Glastonbury is the only thing. We will actually be talking towards the end of the next hour, that's on the run up to 10 o'clock, about the whole festival scene in the West Country. Because I didn't want to limit it totally to just talking about Bristol music. I think it's quite, you know, I've got an interview with Hugh Lloyd Langton from Hawkwind about the whole West Country festival scene, because a lot of people on that sort of travelling circuit spent the winter in Bristol over the years, yeah. And I think one of the things about the musical influences in the city is it has been quite affected by that. Anyway, let's now have a listen to, in fact, maybe I'll just go through some of the stuff that I'll be playing over the next couple of hours. Obviously the Transpersonals, you just heard, who are with me here in the studio.
Great band.
At least two, yeah. Of which they're not bad, yeah,
the main two,
and we're going to have a little bit of Jane Taylor, Beth Rowley, High Fiction Science, James McGowan, Low Dose, that's a bit of urban rap and dub step, plus the Shakers, ska reggae band, and you heard right at the very beginning with the Tripping Forecast straight after the news,
the
which was
forecast.
Martian.
Will they all fit in here though, all those people?
They will, and as long as we stack them up as a bunch of CDs, I think. Oh, they will,
okay. You grew up next to Beth Rowley, didn't you, Luke?
Over the road, she lived, yeah. Over the road from us, yeah. We went to the same school. Well, she was a few years younger, so
okay.
That would have been wrong.
And I think maybe we can have a chat about that when she's on in a minute. So anyway, before all that, let's have a listen to one of those people I just mentioned. That is to say, Younger Minds at Low Dose. And this is one of his latest songs.
Woo!
Sit back, watch a third eye vision. Most man, they don't wanna see my vision. A wise decision, trying to stay straight with the lies I'm living. Do what I can with the life I'm given. My people are lost, that's why I'm driven. The devil's never gonna be forgiven. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Fake, when I see the new Sky ITV, all points of view get knowledge. Don't go to the library, cause you get enough lies buried in truths. Tellies and spooks, encourage the youth to get married and juice. Cause they know that without no roots, they can never ever ever bear no fruits. Celebrity life unfolding sagas. Priority number one is to print drama. My puppets on the string like Barack Obama. Obama, put terrorism on your mind and call it a psalm. And it's all in the drama. These devils really trying to mess with my karma. But mentally rude, I'm struck with the armor. Martin Luther King had their dream, but I woke up to things and I can see the status quo. Cause reality and what everybody knows. Knowledge yourself and what everybody knows. No TV, I see everybody pose, 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 pose. Sit back, watch a third eye vision. Most man, they don't wanna see my vision. A wise decision, trying to stay straight with the lies I'm living. Do what I can with the life I'm given. My people are lost, that's why I'm driven. The devil's never gonna be forgiven. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Seek, and you shall find. Don't let the TV control your mind. Knowledge and wisdom taking back what's mine. Kissed by the sun, so see it shine. Moving around with the devil on my mind. But rude boy, I'm like God in this prime. Cause most man, they don't wanna see them signs. Cause man, them are shook just across them lines. But rude boy, I can see them signs. Tell eye vision, cause hypnotized, them images will leave you blind. Mentality decreasing in size, but fatalities increasingly rise. Cause they don't really want you to strive. Paper, power, diesel, the price. But we gotta stay wise, clean out the dirt, that's in my third eye. Moving to work, yeah, I'm a stone guy. Searching for perks, and you know the herd eye. Yeah, I'm searching for perks, you know the herd eye. Clean out the dirt, that's in my third eye. Moving to work, yeah, I'm a stone guy. Searching for perks, and you know the herd eye. Yeah, I'm searching for perks, you know the herd eye. Watch your tell life vision. Most man, they don't wanna see my vision. A wise decision, trying to stay straight with the lies I'm living. Do what I can with the life I'm given. My people are lost, that's why I'm driven. The devil's never gonna be forgiven. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Sit back, watch a tell eye vision. Most man, they don't wanna see my vision. A wise decision, trying to stay straight with the lies I'm living. Do what I can with the life I'm given. My people are lost, that's why I'm driven. The devil's never gonna be forgiven. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. We'll be right back.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, yes, yes.
When the drum beats go like this, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, yes.
With your family tied to the couch and slit your throat, so when you scream, only blood comes out. I doubt that there could ever be a more wicked MC, cause AIDS-infested child molesters are even sicker than me. I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black, the way the government downplays historical facts. Cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich, just like the CIA trained terrorists how to fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. When I was a child, the devil himself bought me a mic, but I refused to offer, cause God sent me to strike with skills unused like fallopian tubes on a dike. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon. And you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running. And your phone is tapped by the federal government, so I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me. Technique, a ripper, rapper to pieces indecently, pack weapons illegally, cause I'm never hesitant. Sniper scoping a commission, controlling the president. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth is set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul. Save your soul, motherfucker. Save your soul. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hacked the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of Republican-manufactured white powder pestilence. Marine Corps flak vest with the guns and ammo, spitting bars like a demon stuck inside a piano. Turn a Sambo into a soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system that'll fuck up your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 to 1992. And now the last chapters of Revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to swallow this, cause subliminal
bigotry makes you hate my politics, but you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings in a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bomb planted on the George Washington Bridge. Four non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof, jealous of our freedom. I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking a motherfucking flag don't make you a hero. We're the ground zero. The devil crept into heaven. God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth is set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul.
Save your soul, motherfucker. Save your soul.
And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it, cause he isn't that smart. He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on his cell phone from the same people that sabotaged Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion. Tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked. But you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you fucking leech, tell him your plans about building your pipelines through Afghanistan, and how Israeli troops train the Taliban in Pakistan. You might have some house niggas fooled, but I understand colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why. Cause then the cause of death, the cause, the propaganda to die.
Father,
Immortal Technique there. Apologies for the swearing. Started off as a radio edit and ended up without the radio edit. I'm joined by Tim Herford and Luke Barter there from the Transpersonals. Also, you had a one at the beginning of that little set, didn't you? Which was this Pump Up the Volume. Why did you choose that?
Tim chose that, yeah, just because it leapt out of me when I was a kid at from the radio, like another dimension. And that was the first time, that was just when I started to listen to music on my own with headphones on and my eyes closed, sort of slightly rocking my head back and forth, going into like a kind of shamanic trance, finding other dimensions within myself. It really had a positive effect on me, that tune.
And it was a bit of a milestone, do you think, musically?
I think so. It's an interesting story, one of which I can't relate because I can't remember the names or anything, but it came together kind of by accident by two artists that came together to make something else, and that came out. Always the best way. Spontaneous, yeah. Let's see.
Do you think we do that? Do you think we do that well in the city? We put artists together and interesting things. Yeah,
I think there's so many creative people and musicians and stuff that all get together. Yeah, all gets mixed up, doesn't it? You work right in the middle of it, don't you, Luke?
Yeah, I work in St. Paul's in a community recording studio, and we get all the kids in from local kids and that. We do all sorts down there.
But yeah. they love reggae. That's their thing.
And do you think that sometimes there's unexpected combinations of people come up with something interesting? Definitely not come up with something or is it the other way around? You can kind of predict it.
Sort of, but I think in general in Bristol, people that have sort of eclectic influences and then tend to just sort of mush them together, don't they?
Yeah, like we use loads of different people, don't we? Like that, my ex-girlfriend was singing on the earlier track. I'm not a secret, I'm a fan. I've got another one now. She's awesome. She might not be singing on a lot, but she ought to. Anyway, but the thing is, we all enjoy to work with one another, don't we? Like, everyone will share their talents and their voices.
But, yeah, we're into like loads of dance stuff. We're all into reggae, surprisingly, aren't we? But I don't know if it comes through or not, but
We are into reggae. We do spend lots of hours of an evening listening to reggae. Oh, because we all live together, Tony. Me, him, the drummer. It's like the Monkees. But yeah, we do.
Does the washing up get done? That's what I want to know. Does the washing up get done?
It does.
Fantastic.
That's the sort of point, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, did I mention the wrong thing? Also, I must say, at the beginning of that little set, we had Tell Light Vision by Low Dose, and we'll be having a bit more from him in a minute.
That was good.
And but now let's we're gonna hear something called Misty. Which one of you is
that's
that?
Mine again. We're going through mine.
Two of mine after.
We're going to do two of his after. This track now, I get on my little soapboxes. I think the most well-produced record of all time. It's psychedelic as swear word, and it's amazing. Check it out. I love this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love dreaming. I'm walking on a cloud, I can't understand her. I'm Misty holding your hand. I walk my way. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Ooh, my own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never knew my right foot from the left. Too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just make things right. Now I don't worry.
looking for a reason to make another mistake. Taking it for granted, just watching me fall on my face. How good of you to notice when nobody cared. You really should walk away. Put it in your pocket and call it loose change. It takes another bracket to put it right back into place. Once you know the meaning, it doesn't make sense. Stay on your side of this barbed wire fence. Keep a view wall to wall while you're bolting the door. So you're safe deep inside. But everything's still outside. Yeah. Wonder if you noticed or remember the taste. I feel it in my fingers. It's the season of grace. Open up your windows, there's a lot going on. Winter is done. Can you feel that sun? Keep a view wall to wall while you're bolting the door. So you're safe deep inside. You know how to hide very well as you wish, sitting yourself. But
Jane Taylor there, and I'm getting to do a little bit more of the local stuff actually in this latest set. Just to run through those we were just listening to, we heard Misty from Ray Stevens, then we heard Beth Rowley, When Will the Rains Come. Fleance was the name of the track, the band High Fiction Science, another local group, and then also locally Jane Taylor with Chef was the last one we heard. So Tim Herford and Luke Barter from the Transpersonals also with me here in the studio. What were your thoughts about that last little bunch and the Misty one? I mean, you were saying that was kind of a bit psychedelic, don't they?
Yeah,
where you get that from, really, because it's kind of Zydeco or something.
Well, it's just
more the vibe, isn't
it? Isn't psychedelic really? All music is psychedelic, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It defines psychedelic, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it means mind revealing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so but that doesn't really do it justice. It's just anything that gives you a sense of wonder, it's a mystical experience, puts you in a direct communication with a sense of like wonderment.
Yeah,
is a mystic. It's an experience of the mystery of being. And records like that just send me straight there, man.
So we were taking it down a little bit there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Something a bit slower. Luke, you were mentioning before the stuff you do in the studio in St. Paul's. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, there's this sort of community project right in the middle of St. Paul's on Orange Street.
It used to be like a volunteering program. There's a poster for it in here, actually. But the funding for that...
Can you see that at home?
Yeah. Anyway, the funding for that dried up, and we're doing this thing in partnership with City of Bristol College now, and I'm sort of down there running a studio, and we get all just kids come in, and I'm helping them recording their own stuff, really.
Is it able to actually be financially sustaining, though? Because this must be a real... I have an office quite close to a guy who does the accounts, Bristol Community Accountants, and he's saying that it's actually all horrendous trouble now. He does the accounts for a lot of charities around the city, and they're having real difficulty surviving.
It's on a shoestring. We do all sorts of fundraising things. We had this when obviously like the Labour had this V Involved project. It was a national volunteering program that which money sort of got pumped into, and then it was all right then, but it lost power, and then this new lot of sort of said no, we're not having that anymore. So
but I mean surely a studio could make it financially sustainable. Well, it's just that it's got to then charge quite a lot of money for anyone to even step through the door, hasn't
it? Yeah, at the moment there's enough for my wage for me to get paid. It's not that much. I'm only doing 16 hours a week. The rest of the time I hire it myself, and we've just started. That's why I've got paint all over me. I've just been painting it up, and then I'm just going to run it as a commercial studio with my partner, Nathan. Well, he's not my... partner like that. My business partner. My business partner.
Whenever anyone says partner, I always think of business partner. I don't think of anything else. Me, anyway. But anyway, your transpersonal stuff, do you actually record some of that down there as well?
Yeah, we started doing that. This new album that we're working on.
So you've got another new album, because I thought this was quite new. This is probably a couple of months old now.
That came out in March.
This is Kiss Goodbye to Free Will, in brackets, The Perils of Cheerleading.
That's right, yeah.
And we're going to hear another one from that now.
Yeah, we're going to play Going Out now, which is sort of like a Serge Gainsbourg type bass line I wrote.
We were recording that album, and I walked into where Luke and Matt were just messing about, and I said, right, that's it, we got to record that, Nathan. And we picked up the guitar, and this came out...
You are now about to begin... great adventure. The journey out of your mind. We'll be right back.
welcome. My name is Gil Scott-Heron. My accomplices are first and left to right, Eddie Knowles, a drummer for the Denny Zulu Dance Group, a drummer for the Simba Dancers, and a percussionist for a group called Black and Blues. The brother to my immediate left is Charlie Saunders of the Simba Dance Group and a former drummer for Loretta Parker. David Barnes, a singer for Black and Blues, will be heard later on in the evening. We'd like to do a poem for you called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, primarily because it won't be. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you.
CFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, a defiant FIFA president has insisted football is not in crisis. Sepp Blatter, who's standing for re-election, deflected questions about alleged corruption in a tense press conference. Two committee members are accused of bribery, and Qatar's denied reports it bought votes to secure the 2022 World Cup. MP Damien Collins from the Commons Culture, Media and Sport Committee says Mr. Blatter should step down.
His message seems to be crisis, what crisis, which is not acceptable. I think look at the man, look at what he has to say and how he's dealt with this. Is this the man who should be leading world football into the future?
Ratko Mladic is appealing against his extradition to face trial on charges of genocide and war crimes. The former Bosnian Serb army chief was arrested in Serbia last week after 16 years on the run and has apparently suffered at least two strokes. Councils could be offered a slice of £100 million if they change to weekly bin collections. It's reported the government wants local authorities to have more frequent collections and is offering financial incentives. The social care system in England is at breaking point and hundreds of thousands of elderly people don't get the help they need. Age UK says 800,000 people are at risk, and that will probably increase to 1 million in the next 3 years. In sports, Swansea fans are looking forward to seeing their team in the Premier League next season. They overcame Reading 4-2 in the Championship playoff final to seal promotion. These supporters who watch the game in Swansea can't wait to see some famous names travelling to Wales.
I can't believe the likes of Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, they all come down Liberty Stadium.
Unbelievable, really good, really fantastic. Can't believe how well the Swans have done.
I gave up double time in work today to come here to watch this.
And England's cricketers have completed an astonishing victory against Sri Lanka in the first test. The tourists were bowled out for just 82 after a shocking batting collapse in their second innings. Andrew Strauss's side won by an innings and 14 runs. And that's the latest. I'm Marissa Holden.